Hi, this is Sean Milo, and this is the MiloCast for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2005. And I fell behind in listening to my podcasts, and to you subscribers to openpodcast.org, you know that even going a couple of days without listening to your podcasts creates this big backlog, and it's just really hard to weed through and find what you want to listen to and just, in general, get caught up. So I kind of figured out a little way of doing things that I'm sure many others have figured out, but in case some haven't, I hope this will be useful. What I do is I go into iTunes. Now, this is something that will probably work with any music management system that allows you to create playlists like iTunes does. And I go in and create playlists for each day. So, for example, this time I put in a playlist called Feb 22, Feb 23, Feb 24, and so on. And I sorted all the MP3s by the date that they were put into iTunes and just dumped them in to those folders, into those playlists. So that allowed me to go through and go day by day and get caught up, which is really nice too, because there are a lot of people who put out a podcast a day and you might want to hear them in order because sometimes they refer to things that they mentioned in other shows, or their content just makes more sense when you listen to it chronologically. So if there's another way to do this for a particular player or some other type of media player other than iTunes, because I know that not everyone has iTunes or has an iPod. Although I should point out here that iTunes is free. You can get it for Windows or the Mac, and you don't need to have an iPod to take advantage of it. For non-Mac users, which I didn't realize this before I became a Mac user, but iTunes isn't just the iPod's controller application. It's actually the media player that comes with the Mac. Actually, QuickTime is for the video, and iTunes is for the audio. So, like when you have Windows, your default media player is the Windows media player. iTunes just comes with the Mac OS. And it's just a media player. If you're on Windows, you can just use it instead of Winamp. And the nice thing about it is that all your music is categorized right within iTunes. So instead of having to open up Winamp and then go and find a playlist or go and find tracks you feel like listening to, your entire library is listed right in iTunes. And of course, this tip doesn't do too much for people who listen to a lot of things other than openpodcast.org, because if things come down in their own feeds, iPodder, or hopefully all of the other podcast aggregators actually put the contents of each separate feed into their own playlists, so this shouldn't really be an issue. But you're listening to this from openpodcast.org, so I'm assuming you subscribe to openpodcast.org, and I just thought that that might be helpful. So that's what I have for today. Audio feedback to 206-666-MILO, and my email address is milocast@gmail.com.